Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon, I know you've seen Gordon on television many times. He's on a lot, especially these days with all the things that are going on in the Pacific Rim area of the world, China, North Korea, et cetera, et cetera. He's the author of one of the landmark books on the topic, The Coming Collapse of China. His new book is called Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and he's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member as well, Gordon Chang. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I want to talk about China first, and that will lead us into the next segment, which we're going to talk about North Korea. But it's kind of hard these days. It's kind of hard to talk about one without the other, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because the news regarding China is really about North Korea. You know, previous administrations placed the integration of China into the international system above disarming North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
What the Trump administration has done is flipped that. It's not concerned about integrating China into the international system at all. Its relations with China are dependent on China's actions on North Korea. So we, in a sense, no longer have a China policy. What we have is a North Korea policy,
mm-hmm.
and we deal with Beijing depending upon how we feel they are doing and helping us or not helping us on the Kim regime.
Those are new rules that the United States is making. And that's unsettling for the Chinese, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and we see propaganda blasts pretty regularly out of Beijing, because when we impose costs on them for their behavior on China, North Korea, they get really, really upset like they did last night. And so we're seeing a lot of this occur, but it's an inevitable consequence of the Trump administration deciding that it's got to protect the American people from the Kim.
Well, one of the things that I said, and I'll be more elaborate in repeating my commentary about this that I wrote this last weekend in my newsletter, but one of the things that I said was that one of the things that's going to subdue Kim Jong Un and probably in what I think you're saying is they're going to subdue China, is because President Trump is a different kind of president, isn't he?
Well, he certainly is. And, you know, he has the capability of being unpredictable, and that is, in a sense, unnerving the Chinese.
Is that not a good trait in a geopolitical negotiation?
It's a good trait with regard to your adversaries.
Yeah, that's right. Not your allies so much, though.
Yeah, not your allies so much. And the president has been pretty good on our allies, but he needs to be better in terms of bringing them in and giving them a sense of where the United States is going. But, you know, right now, the real issue is how we deal with Pyongyang and Beijing. And, you know, the president has made it very clear that he is no longer going to tolerate the Chinese support for the North Korean regime,
mm-hmm.
as we've seen over the course of decades.
He got some love from them last week, didn't he, when the Chinese said, we won't allow America to unilaterally attack North Korea. But if North Korea attacks America, we won't get in the way of if the U.S. responds.
Yeah, you're referring to a Global Times editorial. Global Times is controlled by People's Daily, which is the most authoritative publication in China. It's the Communist Party's self-described mouthpiece. But Global Times is not itself official. But I do believe that the editorial you're referring to is indeed the official position of
mm-hmm.
Beijing.
And so that was a major concession to America, wasn't it? I mean, didn't that sort of back down? That was good news for America, wasn't it? For the world?
I think it's definitely good news. This was generally the view of what China would do in the event of a North Korea attack
mm-hmm.
on the United States. So I don't think that it broke too much new ground. But the point is, the reason why it's important is because it was issued time it was, when North Korea was threatening to send missiles toward Guam. And so, therefore, it is a important because it sort of left us with no doubt about what Beijing was going to do with regard to North Korea.
But in any given week, we're going to lick the red off of some Chinese candy. Trump is, isn't he? He's going to do it on currency or on trade, on politics. Any given week, we're going to have this from now on, aren't we?
Well, we're having troubles with China right now, and largely because China's continuing to support North Korea. The Chinese are outraged, they're arrogant, and so they think that, you know, we should let them do whatever they want. Well,
in general, do you think Trump's policy is the right one with China right now?
Yes. He needs to be a little bit tougher, but I think it is the right one.
Interesting.
Because what he's basically saying to the Chinese is that I'm not afraid of you.
Yep. And he's unpredictable. And, folks, it's an interesting thing to watch. Right back with Gordon Chang after these messages. Gordon, give us your website quickly, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.